Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Saturday Nation? Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com, ready to fire you up. Hey, before we go any further, if you are brand new to the show, come on, man. What did you just land here from another planet? You've landed the best entrepreneurial podcast on iTunes. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the show. I want you to head on over to EverydayIsSaturday.com. When you get a minute, don't leave this show right now. It's way too important for that. But when you get a minute, go over to EverydayIsSaturday.com. Make sure we have your name and email so we can let you know of upcoming events and inspire and empower and motivate you on your journey to Saturday. Hey, let's talk about it's only a decision. Let's just talk about making a decision today, can we? Do I have your permission to make a decision, to talk about decision? Yeah, I think about so many people paralyzed, man. Paralyzed. Oh, I can't get moving, man. I just can't move. I want to make every day Saturday, but I just don't know what to do. Can I give you some advice? Can you let your old Uncle Sammy give you some advice today, my friend? And I promise I won't steer you wrong. This has been tried. This is an acceptable form of making every day Saturday by just about every champion out there, and it is the art of making a decision. What do you want to do? I want to quit my job, Sam. I've been working for the man way too long. I got too much month at the end of the money. Well, make a decision that you're going to quit your job. Oh, I can't, Sam. You see, I've got my retirement benefits and I've got my 401k and my gold watch and a health kit. Yeah. Okay, so you've made a decision you're not going to. I mean, that's cool, but either way, you've made a decision because let me tell you, yours truly quit the old J-O-B many years ago. And I'm not going to tell you it didn't come without a little trepidation. I'm not going to tell you that I didn't lose a few nights sleep over it. I would have lost a lot more sleep had I never seen my kids grow up. You know, and that's the old pain-pleasure principle. You're associating way too much pain with quitting whatever it is you want to quit. I don't know if it's quit smoking, quit eating, unhealthy foods, quit your job, whatever. You want to make a big, big change in your life, but you're struggling with the decision. I don't know so much if you're struggling with the ability to make a decision. You're struggling with not putting the proper amount of pleasure associated with down the road when this decision yields the incredible results it's going to yield. But what you don't have is you don't have faith in yourself that you can actually pull this thing off. What's the matter with you? Let me smack you upside the head a couple times. Let's go. That's what somebody had to do to me. You know, I used to listen. I mean, I would listen to shows just like this. This is why I created the Everyday Saturday Show. This is why I created the movement, the website, and I speak on stages is because I was trapped, man. I would drive in that. Oh, my God. I can see it like it was yesterday. I had a gold Pontiac Grand Prix. It was a company car. And then I had a black Jeep Liberty. Now, that's funny because when you order, I got to go off the reservation now. I got to leave the show for a second and go on a story and tell a story. Do I have your permission to still tell a story? Because it has to do with decision. I mean, everything's a decision. Just make a decision. You know, I was looking through the company catalog. I didn't know what a Jeep Liberty was. This was like 2002, something like that. And I was singing like a Jeep Wrangler. I'd never driven a Jeep. So Jeep Liberties had just come out. It was the first year for them, I think. And they showed them in the catalog. They didn't look like this little boxy car. I mean, a guy 6'2", we shouldn't be driving a Jeep Liberty. Sorry, I'm just telling you, man. I think it's actually a chick car, but that's just my two cents on it. So anyway, the Jeep Liberty comes into the company garage. I know what I did. I got a buddy drove me to the dealership. Another guy I was working with at the time drove me to the dealership to get the Jeep Liberty. And I'm like, okay. So I'm looking at the Wrangler. He's like, oh, no, come on over here. We'll get your Jeep all ready for you. I'm like, oh. We go over, and it was a trying to think how I would describe it. Well, if you've ever seen one, just Google it. If you've never seen one, it's a little short Jeep. I mean, it's like it's short. I mean, like boxy looking, not really masculine looking. Again, if you're a guy, you drive a Jeep Liberty. It's not to offend you. I'm just saying, not really my cup of tea. So, and definitely not what I had in mind. You know what I mean? So that's part of the decision, right? I made a bad decision. I should have stuck with the Grand Prix. That was a fast car, six-cylinder, masculine car. Instead, I'm bopping around in the Jeep Liberty. But my point is, I used to drive around in these company cars listening to, just drowning in audio motivation, you know? The best of the best. I mean, some of the best motivational speakers you ever heard. And I would just think, yeah, man, I got to bombard my spirit. I got to make a decision. Because they were telling me the same thing I'm telling you. You got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. I'm thinking, yeah, I got to make that decision. But what am I going to do? I'm paralyzed. I'm paralyzed by fear. I got all these bills and credit cards, and I don't know what to do. And then I finally realized that I've got all the power I need. I can just make a damn decision. That's all I got to do. I just got to decide. Now, you're listening to this thing, and Sam, you've used the word decision about 100 times, and you're 5 minutes into the podcast. I know that. Don't you think I know that? But I'm saying that over and over again, so you'll be able to do the same thing. Because once, here's the thing. You don't realize the power you have. You have no idea. Like, so many people have so much trouble saying no because they don't want to offend anybody and they don't want to, oh, I got to do it. No, it's not, that's a decision, right? But they don't understand the power that you have. It's okay. Look, if you say no, you can't say yes to everything. You're just a yes person and you'll be miserable your whole life because you'll end up doing stuff you don't really want to do. Just to do what? To please other people, to make other people happy. That's half the reason you're still on a job or you're still doing what it is you're doing. Trying to make everybody else happy, worried about what everybody else is going to think about you. Don't worry about that stuff. I'm here to tell you that the people that matter don't care. And the people that care don't matter, right? Everybody's worried about what everybody's thinking about them. What are they going to think if I do it? Listen, you have so much power, so much power. Let's use the example of quitting your job. Okay, maybe you're in a job right now. I know we got a lot of listeners that are in a job right now, and you're thinking about when's the best time to make the move. Well, don't do something incredibly stupid like I did and quit your job when you got no plan B, because then you throw yourself into a complete tailspin. And unless you've got a strong stomach lining and you kind of like living in complete chaos and right in the eye of the hurricane like I do, then don't do it. If you like that stuff, okay, have a ball. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it was actually, let me tell you something, just talking about the decision part, not talking about anything that happened when I went bankrupt and everything like that, just talking about the decision part, I felt like King Kong, man. I felt seriously like I could literally just do anything. When I said I quit, it was only two words. It was May 6, 2005. I was getting the gift of feedback from the senior VP. And I interrupted him. I said, I quit. He said, what? I quit. That's it. All I had to do was say two words and I was done. After 15 years of being a corporate slave, all I had to do, that's all I had to do, was say I quit. Now, a couple things happened after that. You know, I went to go run my Quiznos, as I talked about a few podcasts ago. That didn't really work so well. But I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm not talking about actually planning. I'm just saying the ability that you have, you can make the decision. Now, you want to think it out a little bit. I get that part. Don't be stupid like Sam Crowley was. I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a lot of fun, though. Great way to go through life if you're really likely sitting in the front seat of a roller coaster without any seatbelt on. But you can make the decision. So many people, I can't even think of how many people I've coached that have gone over this principle with them to decide. Take me through your last five best decisions that you've made. And ultimately, said, well, my spouse was a great decision, and I made a good decision to do. I'm like, okay, well, those are the easy ones. Give me the good ones. Give me the ones that resulted in just life transformation. They can't do it. They can't give me the last five decisions they've made that have literally transformed their life. Think about that. In an entire lifetime, these are middle-aged people I'm talking to. Okay? So if you can't go back and if I ask you that question, well, give me the last two decisions you've made that you think were just monumental. Are you happy with them? Maybe indecision is one way of making one. Well, I didn't decide to do that. Well, that's a decision. Then you decided no. Let me take you back to May 6, 2005. Had I not decided to say I quit, I would have been miserable. And here's the other thing that just gets me going, man. It just gets me to the point, seriously. I just get so fired up when I think about this thing, man. I'm taking a deep breath right now because I get so jacked up when I go over this concept of people. People get so weak, but yet they're so powerful. And I think about the regret, man. That's what really jacks me up, is thinking about the regret. I used to go out to lunch, and I'd come back and say, oh, I don't want to go back to that place. I just can't do it anymore. And I would. And I'd wake up the next day, and I would. And I'd wake up the next day, and I would. And I'd keep going back and going back and going back to the point where I finally said two words, changed my life. I quit. And anytime after you've done something like that, you know you can make a decision to do anything. I wanted to get in the greatest shape of my life. What did I do? I said, I quit eating all that crap. I stopped eating anything that had sugar. No sugar. I drink coffee every morning. I haven't had sugar since 2009. April 1st, 2009 was the last time I had sugar in my coffee. Okay? It's current date of this podcast, 2014. Okay, coming up on 5 years. No sugar, no white bread or white anything. No white, no flour, nothing. Nothing with white, okay? And no pasta. That's it. Just those things out. Just took those three things out. Pasta, bread, sugar. I eat wheat bread, but just not white bread. Pasta, white bread, and sugar. And I got in the greatest shape of my life. I just said I quit. See, once you've made a decision and you realize this reservoir of power that you have, look, my wife said I take this next thing, this example I'm going to give you to the extreme. But it's true. I made decisions to not have people in my life. Just, that's it. Hey, I made a decision. I'm making some big changes in my life, and you just happen to be one of them. All right, take care. That's it. My wife's like, you're embarrassing. I'm like, not embarrassing. That's called control, okay? That's called control over your life. You have too many people pulling you in too many different directions. I was the ultimate people pleaser. Never wanted to offend anybody. Now, how is it offensive if I don't want to hang around somebody negative anymore, or I don't want to do the same thing I've always been doing, if I'm bored and I'm just bored out of my mind doing so? How is that offensive? I'm just making a decision that I want to make life better for me and my family and make every day Saturday. That's the whole point of the whole thing. You can do the same thing, and I'll tell you, once you do it once, it's almost like you're addicted to it. I'm addicted to decisions. I'm addicted to making decisions. I'm addicted to making good decisions. Say it. I'm addicted to making great decisions. Roll down your window right now and just yell it out. I'm addicted to making great decisions. Can you do it? No, Sam, it sounds, you can do it because you're the everyday is Saturday guy. But I can't do it because every day is still Monday for me. Yeah. Well, here's my advice. You're never going to get to Saturday if you can't make a decision to leave Monday in your rearview mirror. So you're going to have to make that decision soon. Because if you don't make that decision soon, one of these little days, buckaroo, you're not going to wake up, okay, on the right side of the ground. And then the decision's already been made for you. And there ain't, what's the worst thing that can happen if you make this decision? Now, quitting the old job's probably the hardest one. Getting on an exercise plan or building new relationships, those are the easy ones, you know? And those are the easy ones to make. So it's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do, right? Like the great Jim Rohn says, you got to make a decision. Just make one. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know the decision. Just at Sam Crowley. Say, hey, I've made a decision. Share it with me if you want. If not, just say, hey, I made a decision. And I'll know what you're talking about. Hashtag every day is Saturday. Come on, man. Let's hold each other accountable. I'm telling you, once you become a decision-making champion, life gets a heck of a lot easier. You know when life is difficult? Is when you're indecisive. It's a horrible way to go through life. Just go with it one way or another. Just make a decision, all right? Great show, man. Great show. I love this topic. I love it so much because I know the power, man. Once you harness the power that you have inside to make great decisions, man, you will never look back. Life will be different forever from that day forward. All right? Are you with me? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.